Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the early morning hours of Holy Thursday, 2015, four heavily armed Al-Shabaab Muslim raiders entered Garissa University in Kenya and took more than 700 students hostage. They asked each hostage about their religion and faith. They released any student who claimed to be a Muslim, while they gathered each of the Christian students into rooms and then slaughtered them. 150 students were violently killed for confessing their faith in Christ in the nearly 16 hours of siege. In the collect today, we prayed, Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may, by your grace, confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. This is no little thing that we ask God's grace for, that we would actually live what we claim to believe, even if it costs us friends, popularity, a job, or our very life. Like me, I'm sure you know all those times when you have kept quiet when you should have spoken. The many ways that your actions have proved to others that confessing Christ and what he teaches isn't the most important thing in your life. When, like Peter, you have openly denied Jesus to assist your cause or to make your life easier. Or when, like Thomas, you have refused to believe without first seeing. Without God's Holy Spirit, what we pray in the collect is impossible. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. And without Jesus' crucifixion, without his giving up the Holy Spirit, without his descent into hell and his rest in the tomb, without his taking up his life again, without his resurrection from the dead, his breathing out of the Holy Spirit on his disciples, that they would administer his keys and preach repentance and forgiveness in all the world, there would be no faith in Christ in this world. There would be no holy Christian and apostolic church. No one baptism for the remission of sins. No resurrection of the body. No life everlasting. But because Jesus died and rose from the dead and met his disciples in the upper room twice, because he breathed out the Spirit on them and let them touch his wounds and see his glory that they would believe, because he sent them out to preach the word that creates faith and to administer the sacraments for life and strength and salvation, many in this world do have faith in Christ. There is a holy Christian and apostolic church, a communion of saints. And there are those students in Kenya who stood up and confessed with their life that Jesus Christ is God and Lord. That Peter and John saw the empty tomb and the grave clothes and believed. That Thomas and the other disciples saw and trusted his flesh and believed. That these young Kenyans knowingly gave up their life into death. That you believe and confess. These things are proof that Jesus lives, that the Holy Spirit has gone out into all the world, that God's word is living and active, that it is not preached in vain, that it does not return to him without fulfilling the purpose for which he has sent it. Helen Titus. Remember that name? Helen Titus. One of the Christian students who survived the slaughter brought by the Muslims on that day, said that she escaped the massacre because she covered herself in someone else's blood, so that when the massacring men came back into the room, they thought that she was already dead. That is exactly what has happened to you in holy baptism. You have put on Christ. Jesus has covered you with his blood, that the devil would have no power over you, that you would die to sin and so rise to live in him forever. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. As the marks of Jesus' crucifixion remain in his hands and feet and side, even in his resurrected flesh, so too do the marks of persecution remain in his mystical body, the church. We often fail to confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. But we are covered in Jesus' all-atoning blood. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We walk in Christ. Death is defeated. The tomb is open. The devil and his evil messengers have no control over you. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus has won the victory. Christ is risen.
He's risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.